Coming up, your weekly roundup of news from around the haunt industry. Welcome to the show. I'm Philip. On the HAN show, we bring you the haunt news, information, and education you need to prepare for Halloween. On Tuesdays, we bring you a roundup of news from haunts worldwide. Read more about these stories and so much more in our free weekly newsletter. Subscribe at the link in the show notes. And as always, for the news roundup, I'm passing it off to Daryl.
At the 2024 Oscars Awards, the Haunted Attraction Association recognized attraction owners, vendors, and others who have excelled in the haunt industry with the annual Oscars Awards ceremony on Saturday at Transworld's Halloween and Attractions show in St. Louis. The Oscars Awards are the highest achievement in the Halloween and haunted attraction industry. The Haunted Attraction Network produced this year's awards ceremony with Froggy's Fog as the premier sponsor. Over 280 attendees gathered to support this year's winners, making it the highest attended ceremony ever. A full video will be available later this week. Here's a summary of the winners. Vendor Excellence Awards. The new business, under 5 years, goes to Savage Silicone. Founded in 2020, Savage Silicone first debuted in 2021 at Transworld and has taken the internet by storm with its Big Kahuna cheeseburger mask. While the business is new, the owner, Arthur Donaldson, has been sculpting masks since 2008. In the 10-plus years category, Inferno Effects. Inferno Effects is best known for its durable and lightweight half masks, crafted with the scare actor in mind. Owner Adrian Noriega began in the industry as a scare actor and takes time each season to continue acting. That connection to the scaring craft informs his work. Legacy vendor with 20-plus years goes to Haunted Hills Productions. The Legacy Vendor Excellence Award recognizes a company that has consistently delivered to the community for over 20 years. No small feat in this industry. The Hill family is a haunt family through and through, encompassing three generations, beginning with haunts in the 1980s and now expanding into props, masks, and effects. Haunted Hills production has become an industry staple. The Home Haunter Award goes to Stanley House. What began as a simple display has evolved into an experience spanning 8 houses over the last 23 years. Stanley House has an entire block, 8 houses united in a single Halloween theme, and the theme changes each year. The Stanley family loves creating this display to spread the spooky, but they also use it to give back to those who serve our country. Donations from the display go to the Marines at Camp Pendleton. Board of Directors Award, the first year haunt, goes to Terra Roulette in South Barrington, Illinois. Terra Roulette is a first-year haunt that accomplished what many thought impossible. It created a new, successful event in the crowded Chicago market by offering something unique. Terra Roulette blends a walkthrough with immersive theatrical elements. For an established haunt, Terror Vault in San Francisco, California. Terror Vault is a two-part theatrical horror experience held in the historic San Francisco Mint. Guests arrive in the San Francisco Mint and enjoy the first segment, the Fang Bang, before entering into the Initiation. The Initiation is a linear experience at the intersection of a haunt, a theatrical show, and an escape room. Guests play their part in a 60-minute story that unfolds through the Mint. It's a fabulous mixture of comedy, horror, jump scares, and outrageousness that has garnered a local cult-like following. In the Legacy Haunt category, it's Fright Kingdom from Nashua, New Hampshire. The final Board of Directors Award was reserved for haunted attractions that have become legend in their communities, and this award is for the best of the best. Fright Kingdom, located in Nashua, New Hampshire, opened its doors over 20 years ago, starting with 2 small attractions across 8,000 square feet and about 25 cast members. Over the past 20 years, Fright Kingdom has become New England's largest indoor scream park, entertaining tens of thousands of guests across its 150,000-square-foot haunted attraction. Powered by its 130-person staff, 5 haunted attractions, a walk-through horror museum, and an outdoor midway, Fright Kingdom delivers an immersive experience you will never forget. Special recognition, Nick and Beverly Pappas. Dubbed the official cheerleaders of the industry, it's tough to find anyone who doesn't know of and has a picture with the Pappas. The Pappas have made it a mission to travel to every East Coast haunt and connect with haunters whenever possible. The annual Pappas Haunt Tour spans 4,000 to 6,000 miles over 6 weeks each September and October. They have traveled over 65,000 miles in their haunt tours and attending conventions, visited 24 states and 3 Canadian provinces. They connect people wherever they go and have over 90,000 pictures with haunters. Also, Cannon Beasley. After surviving a battle with cancer, this young home haunter has used his haunt to raise over $47,000 for the same children's hospital that saved his life. Cannon chose to attend Transworld this year as his wish from Make-A-Wish. Cannon has always loved Halloween and runs the House of Doom home haunt. In 2021, Cannon was diagnosed and successfully treated for a Wilms tumor. After Cannon's experience with the IWK Children's Health Center, he decided that using the thing that he loves most, Halloween, to give back was a great idea. Thus, Cannon's Warrior for the IWK campaign was born and continues today. The Lifetime Achievement Award went out to Ben Armstrong from Netherworld Haunted House in Stone Mountain, Georgia. The Haunted Attraction Association's highest honor is the Lifetime Achievement Award. Recipients are individuals whose contribution to the industry are fundamental to the industry itself, people without whom the industry wouldn't be what it is. Described as the undercurrent of the industry, Ben has spent decades protecting and nurturing the industry. Jen Thaler, president of Transworld Trade Shows, introduced this year's recipient, Ben Armstrong. In her speech, Jen highlighted how Ben remains humble and takes time daily to help any haunter he can. In his acceptance speech, Ben spoke to the nature of haunters, their drive to build, and why making positive memories for guests is critical. In theme park news, Nightmare Fuel Wildfire from Universal Studios Orlando's Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando, Florida, was awarded the most creative Halloween production at this year's IAPA Honors in Las Vegas, Nevada. In its second year, the spectacle has become the highest rated show in the HHN's history. The production blends fire performances, illusions, and specialty acts to create a unique and unforgettable experience. Transworld's Halloween and Attraction Show announced they will return to St. Louis, Missouri on February 27th through March 2nd of 2025. Will we see you there? In film and TV news, Crypt TV and Eli Roth have partnered with Meta for a new VR episodic series, The Faceless Lady, premiering on April 4th at 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. The series will consist of 6 episodes, with new episodes each Thursday. Based on Irish folklore, The Faceless Lady follows 3 couples invited to a medieval castle for a weekend competition in Ireland. The winner shall inherit Killolk Castle and all that lies within it, both the living and the dead. Attendees can RSVP for the event at Meta Horizon Worlds, with the series available in the Creepy Cabin World. For those unable to tune into episodes when they premiere in the Meta Horizon Worlds, The Faceless Lady can be watched on demand in VR with MetaQuest TV. Fans without a MetaQuest VR headset can watch the first 2 episodes on Crypt TV's Facebook page when they premiere in VR. Some upcoming events through May of 2024 include Fear Expo, April 12th through 14th in Owensboro, Kentucky. The Spooky Swap Meet, April 26th through 28th in Los Angeles, California. East Coast Haunters Convention, April 27th and 28th in Oaks, Pennsylvania. And Monster Palooza, May 31st through June 2nd in Pasadena, California.
And that's all for the news this week. Today's episode was produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with reporting by Daryl Plunkey. Post-production by David Swope. This Haunt News Update is a production of the Haunted Attraction Network, and you can sign up to our weekly newsletter at hauntedattractionnetwork.com. Support for this episode comes from Gantam Lighting and Controls. Until next time, Haunters, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.